Hello, everyone. This is Bill Dengler, a.k.a. Bill KD, with another Getting Started with Android podcast. This time, it's Ice Cream Sandwich, the next version of Android. And significant improvements have been made to the accessibility of Android Ice Cream Sandwich, particularly in the areas of touch access, text-to-speech, and a wider device selection for us. So let's start right off and look at what's new. Well, first off, we can now use the touch screen partially to navigate applications and do whatever else we might need to do with a touch screen, with the Explore by Touch technology that is now in the Android accessibility. Explore by Touch allows you to put a finger on the screen, basically, and move it around the different areas of the screen. And when you find something you want to select, you lift your finger and you tap. You don't have to double tap, triple tap, tap four times, or do any other ridiculous combination. You just find the icon, lift your finger, and tap. This means that we can use more devices, including tablets. Yes, we can now use Android tablets and devices that don't have physical navigation controls. Second, if your phone has a keyboard, you can now perform the setup wizard without any sighted assistance whatsoever. This means that for this G2, I can do the entire setup using the keyboard to type in information without any sighted assistance whatsoever. I can log into my Google account. I can connect to Wi-Fi. Do the whole thing without a sighted person having to turn on TalkBack or Spiel before I engage the setup wizard. So let's go ahead and look at the G2. It's a T-Mobile G2. Also known as an HTC Vision or an HTC Desire Z in some places. Well, it's a variant of the HTC Desire Z. And so we're going to pick this thing up, run an ice cream sandwich, and we're going to put it on a flat surface here and power it on. Now, this is where keyboard and non-keyboard stuff differs temporarily, or diverges here for just a second, and then things will come back together. If you have a keyboard, you can follow these instructions that I'm about to give you. If you don't have a keyboard, you need to get someone sighted to either turn on a screen reader before you initiate the setup wizard, or, that's the other phone, or complete the setup wizard with your sighted person. Go into the settings, go to accessibility, and turn on both TalkBack and Explore by Touch. Then you'll want to go in and install the Eyes-Free keyboard from the Play Store. So let's go ahead and turn on the G2. Alright, turning on. So basically what you do is you turn on TalkBack and install the Eyes-Free keyboard before initiating the setup wizard, or you complete the setup wizard, go into settings, go into accessibility. Well, first off, go to the Play Store and install the Eyes-Free keyboard, then go into settings and turn on TalkBack and Explore by Touch. For those of us with keyboards, keep listening. The phone is powering on, and I will be giving you instructions for how to enable accessibility. The only reason I say that you can only do this if you have a keyboard. Now, you can do this if you have a Bluetooth keyboard. You can also do this independently. If you have a Bluetooth keyboard, you can do this independently. Basically, the stock on-screen keyboard is not accessible, so you need to install a third-party one called the Eyes-Free keyboard. And when Eyes-Free keyboard is installed, you can make that your primary input method, and I will be showing you how to use that keyboard. The phone should now be started, So I'm going to place my finger in the center of the screen, and we're going to draw a rectangle. Now, I never get this right on the first try, so keep that in mind. It will take you a couple tries. It takes me a couple tries. I did it successfully. We are now at the first stage. So let's place the finger on the screen and hear what TalkBack has to say.
After you turn on Explore by Touch, you can touch the screen to learn what's under your finger. For example, the current screen contains app icons. Find one of them by touching the screen and sliding your finger around.
Now, I want to make a note here. For those of you, like I said, on stock devices, or Samsung devices or whatever, things are going to be different. You need to understand that this is Cyanogen Mod, so there are differences. So, let's follow its instructions and put the finger on the screen and see what's there.
To activate something that you're touching, tap it, slide your finger until you find that icon for that Apollo, then tap that icon once to activate it.
Okay, Apollo's the music player, so let's find the music player.
Apollo.
Lift it up and tap.
Good. To move to the next lesson, find and activate the next button, located near the bottom right corner of the screen.
So let's look, for those of us following along with the G2, it's kind of about the search button. Let's see. A little above the search bar.
Next button.
There you go. Okay, tap. Just, again, lift your finger and tap once.
Good. Okay. To move to the next lesson, next button.
Lift your finger and tap once. No double tapping, no triple tapping.
To move to the next lesson, next button. Okay. To scroll through a list, you can slide two fingers along the screen. For example, the current screen contains a list of app names that can scroll up or down. First, try to identify a few items in the list by sliding one finger around. Good. Keep sliding your finger around to find at least one more item. Now place two fingers on an item in the list and slide both fingers up. If you reach the top of the screen, lift your fingers, place them lower on the list, and continue sliding up.
I think it means lower on the screen, not lower on the list. But let's go ahead and put the finger on the screen.
Camera.
And now to scroll up, we just put two fingers on the screen and slide them up or down for vertical lists, or left or right for a horizontal scroll like on a launcher screen. Now, you will hear auditory feedback most of the time when you do this.
Good. You have completed the tutorial to exit Play Store. Showing items 12 to 18 of 25.
And it will also tell you there's 25 items, and it'll say you're showing 12 of 18. But we're going to
finish button.
Go and finish it.
Use Google location.
And now we're at the setup screen. So let's go ahead and see what's
emergency
on here.
Call button. Start button. Okay, drop down list. English United States. Start button.
Start button. So let's go ahead and tap.
Date and time settings, showing items 1 to 4 of 4.
Alright, we're at date and time settings.
Next button.
Go ahead and click next here. So just kind of, again, near the bottom right corner.
Next button. Next. Google account.
Now we're at a screen asking us if we want to sign into the Google account. We're going to go ahead and
Gmail. Sign in. Get an sign in button.
Let's go ahead and tap.
Settings.
But first, it's going to ask us to connect to Wi-Fi.
Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
Since I don't have
seat control 1. Billcade private secure. Billcade extended private. Billcade private secured with alert signal. Show advanced options check. Edit box. Signals. Connect button. Show path. Show password check. Show password. Signal strength. Show path. Edit box.
And simply open up the keyboard and start typing.
Alert Billcade Prime dot. Dot deleted.
I was going to say dot because we need to turn on show password. Let's close the keyboard back up. Turn on.
No text edit box password. No text entered. Edit box pass. Edit box
password. Telling us there's no text.
Edit box. Bill Gates extended. No text and edit box password. No text entered.
Bill Gates
signal strength fair security W. GPRS no edit box password. Connect button. Bill Gates extend edit box password. Plug in a headset to hear password.
All right, I guess this is not going to.
Bill Gates private sig dot 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 dot.
And hopefully it'll read it to us. Make sure it did it right.
GPRS null battery 40. GPRS null battery 41%. Bill Gates extended private secured. GPRS null battery 41. GP. Bill Gates extended private secured with WPA2 protected. Next button. Dot.
Oops.
Dot delete. Alert Bill Gates. GPRS null. Bill Gates private. GPRS null. Connect button. Settings.
Nope. You
got it. Bill Gates private. Bill Gates private. Next button disabled. Back button. Bill Gates extend. Bill Gates private secured with. Alert. Signal strength fair security WPA. Bill Gates private.
Basically, it just sent me back to the previous screen, so I need to go ahead and retype
signal
the password.
Fair security, WPA2, signal strength.
And I do suggest that you check the show password box if you can find it.
Connect button. Password. Connect button. Password. Show advanced. Password. Connect button. Cancel button. Show password. Show password checked. Edit box.
For those of you that weren't following, I was just using my arrow keys to find it. Or the trackpad. Let's go ahead. For those of you that weren't following, I was just using the trackpad on the front of the phone to find the show password box. Yes, Ice Cream Sandwich does still support trackpads and stuff if you want to use one. Take the key. I typed it in wrong.
Pad network.
In that case.
On. Back button. Net pad network.
Just used it.
Bill Gates extended private secure. Next button. Bill
Gates. Let's try the extended one.
Button. Next button. Bill Gates extended. Connect button. Show password. Show cancel button. Show pass. Edit box. Bill Gates private. Dot. 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 Bill Gates private authentication. Dot. 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 Cancel button. Password. Show. Cancel button. Connect button. Bill Gates extended. Bill Gates extended private connected.
There we go.
Statistics.
There we go. All right.
Bill Gates. Bill Gates. Next button.
Lift your finger and tap.
Settings. Showing Bill Gates private saved. Next button. Clark secured. Clark secured with W. Clark secured. Bill checkbox checked. Bill next button.
And next.
Bilkade private save. Next button.
Lift up. And tap.
Next button. Clark secured with WPAT network. Next button. Enter email and password. Edit box. Email.
Alright, back to the keyboard to type in the email. With this,
enter email and password.
There is a shortcut.
Edit box. Email.
You just type in the user part, if it's a Gmail address.
B-I-L-L-K-D-2-0-0-8.
And just hit enter.
Password.
And the rest will automatically be filled in. Sign into Google.
Account sync. Updates are available.
Okay. So
we're signing. Use your Google account to back up your apps. Settings such as bookmarks and Wi-Fi passwords and other data. If you previously backed up your account, you can restore it to this phone now. You can change your backup settings anytime in settings. Use your Google account to back Wi-Fi signal full, GPRS null battery. Restore from my Google account. Use your Google account to back up. Restore from my Google account to this phone. Check box. Use your Google account to back up your apps. Set restore from checkbox checked.
I did use this ROM before, so I'm going to have to uncheck that
Google
box.
Checkbox checked. Use checkbox checked. Next button. Next button. Use your Google account to back up your apps. Use your use your backup and restore. Use restore from my Google account to this phone.
Now, generally, you will want to check this. But since I used this ROM before and I just upgraded from CM7, you're going to want to uncheck this.
Next button. Use your Google account to restore from my Google account. Checkbox checked. Use your Google account. Use your Google account. Use your Google account. Next button. Use your Google account to back. Use restore. Next button. Check. Next checked. Not checked. Next button. Use Google location.
Again, I just use the
Google's Wi-Fi signal. Next button.
Next.
Allow Google's location service to
No, we want
next
button.
Allow Google's location service to collect anonymous location data. Some data may be stored on your device. Collection may occur even when no apps are running checked.
There we go. And let's just hit next.
Allow Google's location. Next button. Tap to select your name. Edit box first. Edit box last. Next button.
Should in theory already know that.
Edit box. Edit box
so
long last.
In, so
next button.
Answer that.
Next button. Setup complete.
And setup is complete. So let's go ahead.
Your phone is set up and ready to use.
Let's hit finish setup.
Wi-Fi setup finish button.
Finish.
Device unlocked. Trebuchet.
And we are now at Trebuchet. This is the CyanogenMod home launcher. CyanogenMod uses a different launcher than AOSP does. We're going to make a couple of immediate tweaks to the settings, and this applies to everybody now. So now the keyboard-specific stuff should be mostly over. I may be using the keyboard for some of this podcast, but I'm going to try to use the screen, like I said, as much as possible. But the keyboard-specific stuff is now over. Like I said, for people who don't have keyboards, you just need to, like I said, have a sighted person install and enable those things before setup begins, as I did with the Gingerbread podcast, or go in and have the sighted person complete setup with you after setup's done, then go in and install those apps, which is probably going to be what most of you are going to be doing, is the second way. Is, again, having the sighted person sign into your Google account and all that, and then just going right in, installing the Eyes-Free keyboard, and turning on TalkBack. So let's go ahead into the settings and make a couple last-minute tweaks here, or quick tweaks here, before we actually start doing anything. So let's go into menu.
Showing system settings. Now, interface. System.
Scroll up. Accessibility.
System. Access. Develop. Accessibility.
Lift up and tap.
Accessibility. System. Services. Talk back on. Large. Power. Auto. Speed past. Auto.
Auto rotate screen.
Checkbox checked.
Find that. Lift up.
Not checked.
Just like with the gingerbread one, you're going to want to uncheck that.
Speak passwords. Checkbox not checked.
Lift up.
Checked.
And tap. Speak password you're going to want.
Explore by touch on. Touch and hold. Install web scripts not allowed.
Install web scripts not allowed. This is another new thing in ICS. We're going to double tap. Or tap.
Alert install web scripts. Do you want apps to allow button.
Tap.
Accessibility. Touch and hold. Install web scripts not allowed.
Nope. Tap.
Alert install web scripts. Do you allow button.
And just tap allow.
Accessibility. Touch and hold delay. Install web scripts not allowed.
No. Lift up.
Alert install web scripts. Do you want apps to install scripts from Google that make their web content more accessible? Don't allow allow. Don't allow button. Allow button. Accessibility. Touch and hold delay. Install web. Alert install web scripts. Do you want apps to install scripts from Google? Don't allow button. Allow button. Don't allow button. Allow button. Allow button. Explore. Touch and hold delete. Install web scripts allowed.
There you go. Allowed. New in Ice Cream Sandwich, web views are now somewhat readable.
Explore by touch on. Touch and hold delay short.
For those of you that used apps in Gingerbread and heard web view and nothing else, well, you can now partially get around that app. So let's
install web scripts allowed.
All right. That's done. All of our accessibility-related stuff should be done. The last thing we're going to do...
Try bot chat.
And for those of you who have keyboards, you're going to have to follow along here. For those of you that don't have keyboards, again, I lied about the keyboard-specific stuff because there is a little bit more. We're going to have to go into the Play Store and install the Eyes-Free keyboard. So, we're going to find apps and tap it.
Apps.
It's kind of near the bottom center.
Apps.
It's the apps icon. So you're going to want to tap it.
Try bot chat. Showing item. OK button. Gallery. OK button.
Little thing came up. Just said OK there. Okay.
People search. Phone. Phone. News and phone.
And I just did a two-finger swipe to the left because this is a horizontal list.
Widgets. Voice dial. Talk. Voice dialer. Talk. Terminal emulator. Apps. Email. Settings.
Okay, here we go.
Phone. Play Store.
And you want to call Play Store, so just lift
tap
up and tap.
To select. Tap and hold to lock Google Play. Play Store. Play Store. Play Store. Android Market. Play. Android Market is upgrading to Play Store. Play Store. Play Store.
continue button there.
Google Play Store, Bill Cade 20s by use Google accept button.
Okay, then I'm just scrolling through the keyboard here. Okay.
Summer hot summer.
All right.
Unlimited music made easy by.
Open up the keyboard. We're gonna type in.
Search Google Play. Y-E-S. /apostrophe plus equal dash.
There we go. Dash.
F-R-E, eyes free. E-Y-B-O-L-D. Apps. Play Store. Tactile. Viz Assist. Keyboard Tutor by Eyes Free. Eyes Free Keyboard by Eyes Free Project.
So find Eyes Free Keyboard by Eyes Free Project and tap it, or
navigate
it
up.
Find the install button.
Let's rate this 17 share. 79 reviews with it and share. Search Google install button. Google. Permissions selected. Phone calls. Your person. See all. Your personal and accept and download button.
I just hit accept and download.
Play Store. Navigate up.
Alright, and this will run for a minute.
Installing Eyes Free Keyboard. Successfully and shortcut Eyes Free Keyboard created.
Alright. Now those
search
of us that are now those of us that are using keyboards and those of us that aren't should now be on the same page. So what we're now going to do with TalkBack, now that you have it enabled, and for those who have keyboards, those who have the Eyes Free keyboard installed, as we just went in and did in the Play Store, you go to the search box, you type in Eyes-Free space keyboard, and it comes up. You click on it, you click on install, you click on accept and download, and just let it run, and it will do its thing, and then it'll say in your notifications area, successfully installed Eyes Free keyboard. And like I said, for those of you who don't have keyboards, you should have gotten your sighted person to already do that. So now that you have the Eyes Free keyboard installed, you can use that keyboard to type on the screen, and I will be showing you how that works here in 1 minute. That's the only thing that is not accessible with the Explore by Touch is typing. So what we need to do is go in and turn on the Eyes Free keyboard. And it is located in Settings and in Language and Keyboard, which we will show you. So hold on 1 minute.
Search.
Alrighty. Let's go ahead and go to menu.
Trebuchet. Workspace. Wallpaper.
Find system settings.
System settings.
Lift up and tap.
Settings.
We're now in system settings, so you're going to want to scroll up a little bit. Oops.
Shade opened. May 24, 2013. Settings.
You accidentally opened up something. Let's go back.
Accounts and storage, battery, display, accounts and location services.
Scroll up a little bit. What you're trying to find.
Showing items 16 to 26 of 30.
What you're trying to find is called language and keyboard.
Security, system, accounts and stock, date, account, apps, 1150, profiles. Display. Apps. Display. Store. Battery. Profile. Apps. Personal. Accounts and sync. Personal. Locations. Security. Language and input.
Oh, it's language and input now. Okay. In Ice Cream Sandwich, they rename language and keyboard to language and input. So go ahead and tap.
Location. Language and input. Language and input.
Sometimes it doesn't register your taps. If it doesn't register your taps, just lift up and tap again and it'll register it.
Default English as Android keyboard. Checkbox not checked Eyes Free keyboard.
All right. See where it says checkbox not checked Eyes Free keyboard? You gotta lift up and check the box.
Alert attention, this input method may be able to collect all the text you type. personal data like passwords and credit card numbers. It comes from the API's free keyboard. Use this input method. Cancel okay. Okay.
That's just a generic message that comes up. Okay button. But we do want to use that keyboard, so let's type it.
Language and input. Default English is in.
Make sure it's
checked. Check box not checked. Eyes free. Check box checked. Android keyboard English is.
When we want to check.
Check box not checked. Eyes free keyboard. Eyes alert attention. This input method may be able. The OK button.
You want to find that OK button. Lift up. And you want to get a confirmational little noise. Let me do it.
This in OK button. Language and input.
There you go. That's done. So find where it says.
Check box check language and input. Keyboard. Personal check language English language and check keyboard and default English US Android keyboard.
Default English US Android keyboard. Lift up, tap.
Shade opened. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
And find the eyes free keyboard.
Not selected eyes free keyboard, eyes free keyboard.
You want to change that not selected to selected. So lift up and tap.
Default English personal default English as Android keyboard. Shade opened. Selected Android. Configure input method. English not select eyes free keyboard. Eyes free keyboard radio button not checked. Config eyes in eyes free keyboard. Eyes free key language and input.
There we go.
Keyboard and input method. Checkbox default eyes free keyboard. Eyes free keyboard.
Eyes free keyboard is now our default. That's what we want. So now we can type on the screen. Let's go into an app where we want to type something. Well, we're going to have to go into the Play Store now that your eyes-free keyboard is all set up. And just to let you know, what I did there does apply to keyboardless users as well, going into language and input like I did. And you can do that with TalkBack and Explore by Touch. But go in there and set that eyes, like I was doing. You find the eyes-free keyboard. You check the box. You hit OK to the warning. You find the default. Tap it. Make sure eyes-free keyboard is selected and then hit OK. And eyes-free keyboard will be your input method, which is what you want. That's the accessible one. So what we're going to do now is press our home button. And trebuchet.
Check box checked. Eyes free keyboard. Trebuchet.
There's trebuchet. So let's go in, find our apps.
Apps.
Right there. Lift up and tap.
Trebuchet. Okay button. Search. Gallery. Search. Play Store.
And we'll want to go back to the Play Store, so let's lift up.
Run Manager. Play Store.
Lift up and tap.
Play Store.
We're now in the Play Store. Perfect example of how to use the eyes-free keyboard.
Items 1 to 5 of 10.
The eyes-free keyboard has 3 modes. One mode is where the keyboard does not show anything on the screen and just goes away. One mode is a regular QWERTY keyboard, and one mode is a navigation controller. The navigation controller is more for Gingerbread. And no, in case you're wondering, this keyboard, even if you had a Gingerbread phone and that did not have a nav controller, and even if you had this keyboard installed, it would not work in all menus and dialog boxes, the virtual nav control, so it wouldn't help you that much anyway. So, yes, you still need a nav control if you're going to have a Gingerbread phone. But this is an ICS podcast, so we're not concerned with Gingerbread right now. Besides, Gingerbread's out of date. So let's go ahead and press volume up until TalkBack says typing. That's the QWERTY keyboard mode. So volume up, hold it down.
Navigating.
It says navigating. That's a virtual pad. So let's hold volume up again.
Typing.
And let it go. Now we're typing. So we can put our finger on the screen.
We've changed of.
Oh, I see what happened. Okay.
Summer kickoff hot limit.
Let's go ahead and find the
apps games.
Search.
Apps.
Or let's just hit our search button.
Edit box.
And
search
box comes up.
Alert eyes free keyboard tutorial that looks like this is your first time. OK button.
It's trying to give us a tutorial.
It looks like the OK button.
And I do recommend going through it. Actually, we're going to go through it right now.
The OK button.
Let me hide the keyboard.
Ringer vibrate. Ringer 10%.
Okay, I see.
Cancel button. Cancel button. Okay button. Welcome to the ice free keyboard tutorial. In this tutorial, you will have the opportunity to learn about and practice using the ice free keyboard's navigation and editing features. Click the continue button at the bottom right of the screen to start the first lesson.
Let's go ahead.
Return.
Oops. Let me do something real quick.
Hidden.
There you go.
Instructions. Click to move to the next lesson. Instructions. Click to move to the next. Navigating. When activated, the ice free keyboard provides a virtual directional pad on the bottom one third of the screen. In this area, you can flick one finger up, down, left, or right to simulate directional pad presses. You can also tap the virtual D-pad area to simulate a center click. The virtual D-pad has been opened for you below. Use flick and tap gestures to select the button labeled first. First button selected. Now flick right to select the button labeled second. Second button selected. Tap once to click the button. Second button clicked. Good. If you swipe your finger above the D-pad area, you will hear a sound to let you know you've traveled too far. Place your finger in the D-pad area and drag up until you hear a tick. Keep your finger on the screen and drag back down into the D-pad area until you hear another tick.
Not getting it.
Third button. Click to move to the next left edit box. Click to move to the next. Click first button. When activated, the ice free keyboard provides a virtual directional pad on the bottom one third of the screen. Click to move to the next lesson button. Edit box. The editable text area at the top of the screen has been selected for you. Press and hold the volume up button to switch to typing mode. Typing. Notice how the phone says typing to announce that the directional pad has changed to a keyboard. In typing mode, you can slide a finger around the keyboard to find a letter, then lift to type that letter. Try typing hello by sliding your finger around the keyboard and lifting your finger to enter keys.
So this is how we use the keyboard. So put your finger on the screen.
G.
Nope.
K. J. H.
You find the key you want, you just lift up.
Capital H.
You don't have to lift and tap or anything. You just lift up off the keyboard area and it will automatically type it for you.
S. T. R. E. E. L. 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 OK button. Connect. For T. OK button. Edit box. L. I. O. Place your finger on the keyboard and slide up to the top half of the screen to hear what you have typed. O. Typing. Edit box. Hello. Delete. Hello. Hidden. And click to move to the next edit box. This is sample text.
Alright, I see it wants us to edit.
H. Click to finish. Click to finish and exit. Play store.
Okay, we're back to the play store.
Search query.
So the tutorial gave us a basic idea, and it would go on to show you editing and all these different things you can do with the keyboard. But I think that's those first couple of lessons are sufficient for day-to-day usage. What we're going to do now is go to the typing mode.
Navigate.
typing. And we're going to update the TalkBack screen reader to the latest version. So to do that, simply type TalkBack with a keyboard.
C-Y-R. No text. C-M-T. No text. T. Capital T. Shift on. Symbols. Shift enabled. Caps. Capital A.
Nope.
Symbols. Caps lock enabled. Shift off. L. Return. Delete. Capital A deleted. Shift. L. Delete M. L. Shift. D. L. L. K. K. B. Period. Space. Caps. V. B. X.
Now we're back.
Back to 19. Movie. Back to 9. Movies and TV. 39.96 results.
Sometimes that happens. Tap just lift up and tap.
Back to 9. Drop down list. Movies and TV.
Nope.
Back to 19. 12.07. Movies and TV. Back to movies. 1987 results. Back to 1942 Action and Adventure $3.99 but in the way back navigate up one bear back to not USB connected and back to 19 bear FM search delete and delete F T L L M K K space delete. Space deleted. K deleted. L deleted. A deleted. Y deleted. F. No text. Enter. R. On T. T. L. Return. Delete. T deleted. E. Y. T. T. Delete. J. L. L. K. K. Space. Talk. V. X B C C M A K K return Play Store.
There we go.
Search Google Play.
Now let's turn the keyboard off.
Hidden.
There you go.
Talk back by Google INC.
There it is.
Screenshot.
Now I strongly recommend.
Screenshot.
There's a checkbox on the screen. I recommend you check.
Rate this review. Screenshot.
There it is.
205822. Screenshot. Top develop. Rate this review. Screenshot. Update. Google I. Share. TalkBack. Update button. Screenshot. 20. Top. Rate this. What's. Top. Screenshot. 20. Screenshot. Update button.
Alright, for now, just tap the.
Screenshot.
Okay, I see why, because I need to update.
Talk back, search. Top screenshot. Screenshot. Talk back. Rate this. Screenshot.
You know what, this thing's being a little slow, so hang on 1 second. I'm going to adjust some settings real quick. Alright, and we're back. I have adjusted the performance settings. And we're going to go in to back to the Play Store. Much better.
Screenshot.
Let's go ahead and find the...
Rate this 2-0 top develop rate. What's new?
Correct checkbox here.
Screenshot.
Or we can use the eyes for a keyboard. Let's go into navigating mode.
Screenshot. Screenshot. Navigate up. Screenshot. 2-0 top develop rate. This what's new rate. Screenshot. Navigate up. Search. Share. Update. Share.
Alright, you need to, that's right, okay, you need to update it first before that'll show up.
Typing, hidden, place, screenshot.
Click on the update button.
Update button, Google Play Store.
Yeah, it's gonna say that it requires new permissions, probably. So let's turn on the nav.
Navigating.
Oh, it's doing it for me. It's doing it for me. Alright.
Seat control. Not now button.
Okay, so it's prompting us.
Update apps automatically when on. Okay button.
You're gonna wanna check that right there.
Play Store. Navigate up. Screenshot. Typing. Hidden.
There we go. So our talkback's up to date.
Trebuchet.
And as you
showing
can hear,
3 of 5. Seat control. Apps. Camera. 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 00000014.
Alrighty. Trebuchet. So our talkback is now up to date, and as you can hear, the sound scheme is different. Google did change the sound scheme in TalkBack, so that is now up to date. And we look at the eyes-free keyboard, so you're now able to type on Android on your phone. You are signed into your Google account, connected to your Wi-Fi network, and in a position now to start looking at some apps. So let's go into, Well, actually, let's go back and take a step back and look at something more basic. Let's go in and make some phone calls, as we did before with my other podcast, using a SIP extension, and being able to place and receive these calls from the phone. So this will allow us to look at the dial pad, the call screen, and more. Then we will be looking at some apps. An email client I recommend for ICS, and perhaps an alternative launcher screen as well. So let's start off by sending an incoming call. As with the previous podcasts I have done, we are set up for a SIP call since this phone has no service, so I can't make an actual call. So what we're going to do is dial my phone, send a virtual call from the computer. So it's saying we're getting a call from GNU Linux, which is the computer's running GNU Linux. So I'm going to put a finger on the screen and just slide left to right to enter. Hello. This is a test. It's probably full of loopback. Okay, let's put it on speaker. Actually, let's mute That should hopefully let me loop back here. Audio. To put it on speaker, you click the audio button. Mute. So, where it says mute, just let me explain this thing. Is it audio? Press
switch checked. Dial pad not pressed.
Dial pad.
Switch. Hold. Mute. Press switch checked.
I can unpress it by tapping on it. And mute's unpressed.
Hold. Not pressed. Dial pad mute. Mute.
Just hold.
Hold. Not pressed. Switch. Not checked.
And then to end a call, you tap. The end button.
Phone.
Call's now ended.
Showing items one
so, that's how you accept a call. And I will do another one.
Screen
this off. Time, show you how to reject a call. Alright, so we're getting a call, we want to deny it. To do that, you slide in the opposite direction, and then you'll hear Allison on my computer saying I'm not available. So let's slide right to left, and Allison Smith will say we're not available.
Extension 701.
But we don't want to do that. We terminated the call. So that gives you an idea of what receiving a call is like.
17%.
So that gives you an idea of what placing a call's like. Or rather, what receiving a call's like. What about placing a call? Let's unlock our phone and find out. So to do that, just hit the power button.
12:30 a.m.
Says the time. And put your finger on the screen. Right there, and just slide left to right.
Device unlocked. Trebuchet.
And we're at our home screen. So let's go to the phone app.
Tap to select phone.
And dial the GNU Linux computer.
4*7.
We want to dial 7.
Tap to select.
So you just
show
find it.
One of one.
You just find the number, lift your finger, and tap, and it dials it. So we dial 7.
5, 8, 0.
Dial 0. We want to dial 2. And
there
should be a dial, so let's tap it. And we're going to answer the call. Call's answer. And audio's not going through right now, just because I have the phone on speaker. And there's a bug in this particular build where when the phone's on speaker, sound does not go to and from your actual, what do you call it, from the phone to the computer and back. Only when it's on speaker. It's a very strange glitch with this particular build. Let's go ahead and click on the dial pad, though, and dial some digits. So just like on the dial pad, you can dial in digits.
5, 7, 4, 6.
Now they're not going to pass through just because I have the audio not passing through. But if I wanted to, I could end the call.
Mute.
End the call.
End.
I could call the
showing
phone.
Items 1 to 2 of 2.
Flood and answer. And here we are. I'm going to try to put this closer to the recorder here.
Screen off. 12:32 a.m. 8. 5. 2. 7. Star.
So that's how you dial digits on a ice cream sandwich.
Screen off.
Phone. That's how you can answer calls, end calls. Very similar to Gingerbread, except now you can actually read the call screen, so you don't really need to have that power button end calls like you did in Gingerbread. It's still available. But it's not really necessary anymore, because you can now put, you have to put the phone away from your ear, though. Otherwise, it'll trigger the proximity sensor. And when the proximity sensor is triggered, TalkBack's not going to say anything. So, you have to take the phone away from the ear, away from your ear, find the end call button and tap it, and that will end your call. Let's go ahead and look at an email app for Ice Cream Sandwich. The email app that I recommend for Ice Cream Sandwich phones is called AquaMail. It is different than the Canine Mail I use. Now, you can still use Canine Mail if you wish. But AquaMail is a much more fully featured email client for Ice Cream Sandwich phones. So, to use AquaMail, well, first, you'll need to install it. So, let's open up the phone. Let's open up the screen.
Device unlocked. TribeChat.
Go to our apps list.
TribeChat. To Google settings. Messaging. Run manager. Movie studio. Run manager. New movie Play Store.
Tap.
Play Store.
Go ahead and...
Navigating. Typing. X.
There it is.
Search query.
And it just went away.
Shift W. Shift Q Y O U space return. Screen AquaMail email app.
Oh, it is open. Okay, I just need to
hidden.
Screen away.
Navigating. Space. items 1, Pac-Wimail Pro Keep Icon, Pac-Wimail Email App by Pac-Wimail Pro Keep Icon, Pac-Wimail, U, Pac-200, Pac-Wimail Email App by Kostya Vasilev, typing, hidden, screenshot, navigating,
and just go to navigating,
screenshot, screenshot, text entered. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3. Typing. Hidden. Pac-Wimail book. Pac-Wimail email app by Kostya Vasilev. Screenshot. Pac-Wimail email. Screenshot. You share. Pac-Wimail email. Instant screenshot.
Let's find that install button. Tap on it. There you go. Aquamail is now here. So let's go into it.
Voice search.
Let's go into Aquamail. I think I need to turn it.
Navigating. Typing. Hidden.
There we go.
Apps. Apps.
Go into apps.
Trebuchet. Play Store. Email.
Aquamail.
Cap Apollo. Widgets. Aquamail.
There it is.
Version. Alert. Recent version. This. Close button. Close button. Aquamail. Set up an account. Set up an account. Search. Set up an account. Set up an account. Refresh all. New message about. Set up an account. Refresh all. Search. New message. Refresh all. Set up an account. Set up an account. Set
no,
up an account.
Tap. Okay.
Set up an account.
There we go.
New account. Simple setup. Edit box.
Now here navigate I will definitely be using
box.
My keyboard.
Edit
because I have one.
New account. Edit box. Your name. Edit box. New account. Your name. Edit box. Landscape. New account. Simple setup. B-I-L-L. Beat shift. Capital V. I-L-L. Shift. E-N-G-L-E-R. Alt. Left paren. Shift. Alt. 2. Alt. Right paren.
There we go.
Navig. Edit box. Bill Dengler G2. Edit box. Name it somewhere.com.
Name it somewhere.com. Okay, there's my email.
Password.
Go into the password and type my Google account password in.
Alt. Shift. Alt. Alt. Show password. Not checked. Next button. Alert checking incoming mail server. New account. Almost done. Edit box billcade2008@gmail.navigator.
I just want you to name your account, so just go
edit,
to
save button. Config save back. Configure options and folders after saving. Checked.
Nope.
Configure save button.
Save.
Aquamail. Showing portrait. Aquamail. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
We are now in Aquamail. And we can go through and review our emails. Let's go into something pretty high traffic here.
Refresh new message. Smart inbox. About. New message. Smart inbox. Account. Bill K. New search. Account. Bill K. 2008 at gmail.com. Account. Smart inbox. Zero. Account. Built account, Bill K 2008 at Gmail. Smart inbox, zero. About, cert, refresh all. Refresh, smart inbox, zero. About, search. New met, refresh all. Smart inbox, about. Search. New message, refresh all.
Is it refresh all?
Bill K, smart inbox. New message, BillK2008 at gmail.com.
And now we can...
Folder, deleted zero, total message it. Folder, sent zero, deleted zero, total messages. Account, folder, draft, inbox, some new. Folder, deleted zero, total smart account folder inbox some new Freya May 24 re Cyanogen Mod Podcast re Cyanogen Mod Podcast N8 Faith Ham Cyanogen Cust MC28 your eBay selling account limit read
okay
take news unpaid item case MC28 your eBay selling account limits have changed Bill K 0 notification at ebay.com show linked images notification at ebay.com not known hello Bill K 0 Bill K 2008 at gmail.com we're writing to let you know we've changed your selling limits you can now sell up to 50 items monthly and up to $2,500 monthly thanks eBay H68957
so that's your eBay selling notification and it opened and I read it and now let's just go ahead and email myself a test so to do that you press menu I think
showing seven items unread settings start view show hidden sort
nope I don't have a button okay
insert new message
there's a new message button
tap
on the bottom
select,
row
so tap in new draft edit box message
or rather not a button but just a widget I guess is what you would call it okay let's tap here
edit box message button
open up that eyes free keyboard
navigating typing
and type my email address
space TGBK delete LILLLKKSXBL delete x deleted L delete Bill Dengler Bill Kate 31415 L
old email,
return delete Bill K L deleted L deleted I deleted capital B deleted
I'll use the keyboard
landscape N deleted edit box pick contact to edit box navigate up
I use the trackpad.
Message subject. Pick contact. Now choose a contact.
No, I don't want to choose a contact.
New draft. Edit box. Message sub. Navigate up. Send. JTR. Edit box. Hidden. Tapped. Edit box.
Tap on who? Or two.
Edit box. Edit box.
And just type the email address.
Edit box, edit, pick, navigate up, edit box, message subject.
I'm just call it test, and I'll leave it blank and just let it fill in. Let's use the touch screen and find the send button. Send, you just tap.
Sending the message. Aqua mail. Error sending outgoing messages. Errors. Read. Enf. Read. Enf.
So it's going to error. Search. But you get the idea. So we're going to close Aqua mail down now.
Trebuchet. And item 2 of 5.
Look at the final app in this look. And the only reason I'm looking at this one is for Cyanogen mod users. The Trebuchet Launcher, and I'll show you what I mean here. This also applies maybe to people on HTC Sense or something like that who their launcher doesn't read very well. Same goes for Trebuchet. If I put my finger here on the screen, this is what I get for feedback.
Apps.
I get apps.
Tap to select. Tap to select.
Tap to select.
Tap and hold to long apps.
Apps. Nothing.
Tap to select. Tap to select.
So basically, the only thing that reads is apps. Now, I know that this right here is phone.
Tap to select.
This right here is contacts.
Tap to select.
That's apps. That's messaging, and that's browser. But if you don't want to memorize that, you can install another launcher. And the one I'm going to install is very close to the AOSP launcher. So people who are on AOSP, this will kind of sound more like your launcher. We're going to be installing one called Nova Launcher. Nova Launcher is only available for ICS phones. Let's, no Gingerbread or anything like that. So let's go in and search, this time with the hardware keyboard, for Nova Launcher.
Landscape, Play Store, Alert N, O, V, Nova, L, U, N, C, A, E, R, Play Store, Apps, showing items 1 to Portrait, Apps. Showing items 1, apps drop Nova Launcher by test, navigate up. Screenshot, install button.
It is just Nova Launcher. You just install it.
Google Play Store, accept button.
Accept
Google
it.
Play Store.
So Nova Launcher is now installing. And then you'll hear the progress bar.
Installing Nova Launcher. Successfully installed Nova Launcher.
So we'll just tap home.
Shortcut Nova Android system. Trebuchet. Use by default for this action checkbox. Not
checked.
You're
gonna lift up and tap there. If you want to install
Trebuchet.
This.
Trebuchet.
Want to.
No, use by default. Play Store.
No.
Android Trebuchet. Use by default for this. Play Store. Android Trebuchet. Use by default for this Play Store. Android's Nova Launch. Use by default for this action checkbox. Not checked. Use by default for this action checked. Trebuchet. Nova Launcher. Nova Launcher.
There we go.
Home.
It says home.
Request.
Oh, okay. It says I'm rooted. So let me just grant it that.
Deny button. Remember, checked.
You probably won't see this. This is specific to my phone.
Deny button. Allow button. Home.
There we go. Okay. So it says I'm rooted. It wanted root access. Okay, so I gave it that. Now we're at Nova Launcher. So let's switch in.
Camera. Browser. Apps. People. Phone.
All right, so on the bottom, if we start from right to left, we have
people.
No.
Showing up home.
There we go.
Home.
We have
default.
Mm-hmm.
Home.
Okay, we have
phone.
People. That's starting from right to left.
Tap
phone,
to select,
people,
apps,
browser, and camera, which is a little weird, but okay. I guess use it. But everything reads. You can switch pages. And it makes a little noise to let you know you switch pages.
Home screen 2 of 5.
Home screen 2 of 5.
Home screen 3 of 5.
So it tells you what home screen you're on. You can put apps on the screen.
And restore home screen 3.
Hang on 1 minute. I'm getting a call on another phone here. So let me
call
just deny
from
this.
607.
Okay. So, my apologies there. That was the other phone that kept going off there. And so it looks like that's my primary phone that was ringing there. So that looks like it does getting started with Ice Cream Sandwich. You should be, after listening to this thing, at least sufficiently able to sign into your Google account, make some calls, receive them, check your email. This is not a comprehensive guide to ICS. This is just to help you get started. If you want more information about Ice Cream Sandwich, you can go to a couple of places. Number one is Jared's Android podcast page. And you can get to that by going to jjhof.com/Android. That page contains a lot of Gingerbread and Ice Cream Sandwich podcasts, which you may find useful. A direct link to the ICS page, and this may have changed, this is just by memory, but it's jjhof.com/Android/ICS. If that gives you any kind of error or redirects you somewhere else, just go to jjhof.com/Android and there will be a link to the ICS page up there. If you have any further questions about ICS, comments, or suggestions for more podcasts, please email me at billkd2008@gmail.com. Again, that's billkd2008@gmail.com.